Would you like me to start from the beginning?
That would be great.
Okay. On April 2nd at approximately 9:30 p.m., the 24-year-old female victim came into contact with the 66-year-old male suspect in the area of the 8200 block of Aurora Avenue North. The suspect solicited the victim for purposes of sexual role-playing. After some discussion, the victim agreed and got into the suspect's car. Together, they traveled to the suspect's Tacoma residence. The suspect's demeanor caused the victim to have some lingering concerns about her safety, and unbeknownst to the suspect, the victim sent a text message to a friend with the suspect's vehicle license plate number, address in Tacoma, and a request to summon police if she did not reestablish contact by midnight. Upon entering the suspect's residence, the suspect immediately surpassed the negotiated activities. The victim was forcefully restrained to a wall and tortured for some time. She asked the suspect if he was going to kill her, and the suspect responded, "We'll see." The victim managed to tell the suspect about the text message. The suspect checked her cell phone, and then his demeanor changed. He untied the victim, paid her extra money, and drove her to an agreed-upon location, telling her not to involve the police. The victim subsequently notified Seattle police, and we began an investigation. On April 16th, Seattle Police Department SWAT team officers located the suspect, who was with another female, and they subsequently arrested him. Seattle Police detectives and our CSI unit responded to the scene, assisted by Tacoma Police Department detectives. The suspect's bondage room and torture devices were located, and evidence was recovered by detectives. The suspect has been charged in King County Superior Court with kidnapping in the first degree, rape in the first degree, and assault in the second degree, which are all very serious felonies. And at this time, this remains an active and ongoing investigation.
Was this woman a streetwalker? Was she an acquaintance or what?
I don't believe she was an acquaintance of the suspect or knew him. No.
Can you tell me a little bit about what was found in this bondage room, or was it in a basement? Was it part of the house? Or
unfortunately, I don't have those details at this time.
Anything else I didn't ask that you think might be of interest? Was she all right? Is she okay now?
I don't know her status, but obviously anybody, if they recognize the suspect or have had contact in any way with him that resulted in what they believe a crime being committed, we would obviously want to hear from them.
Great. Anything else I didn't ask that you think might be of interest?
No, sir.
All right. Well, hey, thanks very much for calling back and for giving us a heads up. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Have
Bye-bye.
A good night.